It's called ISLES, or Island Surveys to Locate Endemic Species. John Martin says endemic is another way that biologists say unique.
There's a variety of different ways in which an animal can become unique to an area. Here in Southeast Alaska, we have islands, and those islands have deep water passages, and between them, oftentimes we think about Chatham Strait, for example, where animals become effectively isolated on geographic areas, and there's a lot of inbreeding that happens potentially in these populations. So over time, so we're talking large amounts of time here, these animals can become phenotypically or genetically unique.
An animal's phenotypic characteristics are things we can observe. Before the introduction of molecular research and later genetics, biologists were limited to what they could observe. Two of Martin's mentors, Joseph Cook and Stephen McDonald, have been working on endemics for 20 years. In fact, they literally wrote the book for this part of the world. They co-authored Recent Mammals of Alaska and Mammals and Amphibians of Southeast Alaska. Cook began his work at the Museum of the North in Fairbanks, but has since moved to the Museum of Southwestern Biology at the University of New Mexico. John Martin is coordinating their fieldwork. He's got a freezer full of fur bear animals like marten, black bear, even a couple of coyotes from Hoonah. The carcasses were contributed by trappers, Fish and Game, the Forest Service, and the troopers. He's rounding up the old coolers to ship these specimens to New Mexico. With advances in genetic research, the study of endemics has gained momentum.
It's well known that endemic species tend to be the species that are subject to extinction. In particular, island species, if we look at birds as a good example, worldwide, those have been the species of animals that are very, very sensitive to extinction. And part of it has to do with they have limited habitat. We're talking about small islands where a unique population can occur. Small shifts in climate, natural disasters, so to speak, and also man-made. Changes can have a huge effect on those populations in a short amount of time.
The animals collected for the study are fully documented, and the data and DNA specimens are permanently cataloged in the Museum of Southwestern Biology. Martin says this project has benefited enormously by opportunistic sampling. The contributions of hunters and trappers who range over the entire region, covering far more ground than even the most well-funded scientist. Martin says his biggest aha moment in the project so far is watching biology students at Sitka High School collect meaningful data on local animals, data that is being added to the inventory for researchers yet to come. It may even be one of them. Just a few years ago, Professor John Martin was one of those Sitka High biology students.
I think that's one of the great things about living in Alaska, and I think that a lot of kids in this town really have a very strong connection to the natural world. We're surrounded by it every day. We think about it, kids that have parents that are commercial fishermen, that subsistence lifestyle. So it's something that we're in tune to a much higher degree than the kids that, grew up down south. So I would say that certainly has been a contributing factor to my direction in life.
The island surveys to locate endemic species is ongoing. Martin says there is literally no end to his need for used coolers. Asked if there was anything his counterparts in New Mexico could send back in the coolers that he could inventory, Martin hardly skips a beat. Chili peppers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.